29. National Council for Women's Support of the Caravan Sites Bill. The Caravan Sites Act was passed in 1968 and obliged councils to provide stopping sites. Section 16 controversially defined gypsies as persons of nomadic habit of life, legally stripping them of their ethnic identity as soon as they settled and allowing people who were not born gypsies to claim that they had become gypsies under this law. The Act remains controversial. For a combination of social, economic, and legislative reasons, in the 1950s and 1960s, a crisis in the availability of suitable stopping places for travelling gypsies developed. Many faced prosecution for stopping where the law forbade. Government policy tended towards simply providing enough houses, ignoring cultural reasons for travel and assuming everyone wanted to settle. The 1960 Caravan Sites and Control of Development Act required caravan sites to have planning permission and a license. This made it difficult for people who had bought their own land to overwinter there, and for farmers to allow gypsies to stay on their land. When site applications came from gypsies, local authorities treated them in disproportionately negative terms. However, the success of a site in Kent prompted the Ministry of Housing and local government to shift the tone of policy. The new circular aimed to distinguish between true gypsies and other, less favourable, caravan dwellers. Eventually, the 1968 Caravan Sites Act, passed by a Labour government and originating as a private member's bill sponsored by Eric Lubbock MP, put the onus on local authorities to provide accommodation, conceding that previous legislation had virtually outlawed a travelling life.